Okay, Al.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I believe we are down to information items, which would be number 24, which would be an overview of our volunteer program. And I'd like to ask Katie Hiltonen to come forward and give that presentation. Katie is our volunteer coordinator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. It's a very big job, and our volunteers are a huge part of what we do and what we're able to accomplish every year. And they play such an important role in our park operations and our visitor services and programming and operations and maintenance. And Katie's here to give you an overview of what that program has done for the department, and hopefully we can continue those services going forward. So.
Thank you, Al. Good morning, commissioners. I'd like to just introduce myself real quick. Just a little bit of background on myself. I'm Katie Hiltonen. I'm the program assistant with Visitor Services. I've been with the department for 6.5 years, four seasonal. I've worked at Lake Thompson, Custer, and West Whitlock as a gate attendant and a campground attendant. I've been with the peer office for 2.5 years for full-time. I'm new to the position of the volunteer coordinator, brand new, just about 2 months or so. So bear with me. Some of my duties include park entrance license audits, and I work with the seasonal manual. I do some stuff with the point of sale system, but the bulk of my job is the volunteer program now. So each year, hundreds of people donate their time and talents to volunteer within our state park system. Some information for 2018, we've had 443 volunteers volunteer in our state. 205 of them are commuters. Our commuters they drive back and forth. They're usually locals in that area with that park, and they work as needed with the park. We had about 26% of them are new volunteers. They're new to our state park system, and 74% are returning. They seem to like to come back to South Dakota. The average stay for a volunteer is from May to September. The on-site volunteers are provided with a campsite during their service in exchange for 24 hours per person per week. Our volunteer campsites, they get a full hookup site, which includes electricity, water, and sewer. Some park-specific numbers. At Goodarth State Park, we only have commuter volunteers at this time, and they have the most at 56. Fort Sisseton State Park, they have 48 total, and 44 of them are commuters. And at Adams Homestead, there's 22, and 19 of them are commuters. And at Custer State Park, they have the most volunteers at 106, and only 13 are commuters. We've had some steady growth in our hours contributed by the volunteers. We've had some down years, like in 2011, we had a down year since the Missouri River flood. And then in 2012, it went back up just to rebuild some of our state parks. Our volunteers helped with that. And in 2018, roughly, I'm missing 2 months, but we've had about 120,000 hours provided by our volunteers, so that's pretty impressive. So a little bit of what I do when I get a new volunteer or a volunteer that's returning. All of our positions are listed on the Game Fish and Parks website. We have a description of what each position does. Some of the positions we hire for, our most popular would be our campground host. We also hire for a campground attendant, maintenance, programs, and our visitor centers. Our positions open up in October. They close whenever the park lets me know that they're full. So I've provided a flow chart of what I look for since I'm new on how to run a new volunteer, how to process them, how to process a returning volunteer. Every volunteer that works for us needs a work agreement, and that's kind of like their contract with the park, with the manager, just so they lay out their duties and when they start and when they will end their service. We do run background checks on all of our volunteers. The background checks are good for 5 years. That we do a nation and statewide check. Some recognition items. We give our state park volunteers recognition items for their hours of service. We are one of the few states that give our volunteers recognition items. Some states only give a welcome gift. We like to recognize our volunteers for their service. So some of them that they get, for 24 hours, they get the current park entrance license. At 200, they get the collapsible cooler, which I think you all received. Okay. And then at 750 hours, they get a towel. And then 3,000 and over, they get to choose. We have choice items, such as we have a sweatshirt, we have an apron. It's a grilling apron, so that's kind of nice. And something different, we have a walking stick for them. So behind every great park, there's great volunteers. Our parks run on volunteers. We need them. They're a huge asset to our team, so we welcome them. And pictured is from Oakwood Lake State Park and their volunteers. I'm open to any questions.
Very integral part of our park system, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Russ.
I think that's outstanding. And I mean, if you paid them like $8.50 an hour, that's $1 million he saved us in finding volunteers to help do this. And so that's commendable. And, you know, $1 million here and $1 million there. And maybe we get moved to $80 a meeting instead of 75.
Let's see.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead, Kathy.
Commissioner Peterson, and when I ever talk to any of the volunteers, they really enjoy what they're doing. So they're good, you know, good PR for our state.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Gary Jensen, I had family members who, gosh, 15 or 20 years, they could hardly wait to get to Custer State Park and drive Jeep tours and work in Grace Coolidge store. I mean, it was the highlight of their life almost. I mean, they had a great time. If anybody's interested in going there to do the same.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think, Al, you have a wrap it up